V'zehu b'chinas soid Chanukah. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the concept of the secret behind the mitzvah of Chanukah. Kimavur b'kavonois, it's explained in the writings of the Arizal, shesoid oir Chanukah hakodosh nimshach mishem hakodosh nachal, shehu roshei tevois nafshenu chiksol Hashem. The Arizal says that the light of Chanukah comes from a certain name of Hashem that's spelled Nun Ches Lamed Nachal, which means a stream, a holy stream. That's a name of Hashem, which is the first letters of the words Nafshenu Chiksol Hashem. Our soul yearns for Hashem. V'zeh Hashem, this name of Hashem, Nun Ches Lamed, Bigimatria Dam Odom, is also the numerical value of the words Dam Odom, the blood of a person. This is all in the Kisvei Arizal. The Arizal explains this according to Kabbalah, how Dam is the Achorayim of Ekye, and Odom is Mo. There's all kinds of gematrias al pi Kabbalah for this. Shehu bechinas shem Mo. The Arizal says over there that Odom, Aleph Dalet Mem, is 45, which refers to the Shem Mo, which is Chesed, and the Arizal Ayin Shom. Look in the writings of the Arizal, where he explains all of this al pi Kabbalah. Ayin Shom, look over there. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, watch me explain this without the mysticism. Watch Rav Nosson Zal explain this same thing al pi Musar, al pi Avodas Hashem. Hainu, shall yidei hadlokas oyer ner Chanukah, when a yid is zeichet to light the candles of Chanukah, shenimshach me'oiroi shel Moshiach, which we said yesterday, comes from the light of Moshiach, orachti ner le'meshichi, remember we quoted that passage? Shehu b'chinas tfilas Hashem, which draws from the tfilas Hashem, al yidei ze yihye nistaken v'nizdakech b'chinas dam odom. That helps to purify and to fix up completely the blood of the person. What's the blood of the person? Shemishom kol ho'azus. It's from the blood of the person that comes all the chutzpah of the person. Blood is red, midas hadin. That's where the azus of a person comes. The Gemara says nida, that when a child is born, the child receives from three parents. There are gimel shutfin. Kavyochel Hashem is the most important parent. Hashem provides the neshama. The father provides all the white in the body, the bones and other things. The Gemara gives a list over there. The mother provides the red in the body, the blood, the flesh, the meat, the redness of the body, the midas hadin. And that's how the child is a kloyus of this white and red. So here Rav Nosson Zal says that the azus of the person obviously comes from the redness. So if we say that Chanukah, the word Chanukah is bigimatria dam odom, the Arizal says, that's to show that this oil of Ner Chanukah serves as a tikkun for this redness, this blood. Ki ikar ho'azus alidei resicha sadamim shebodom. Because the main chutzpah of the person comes from the fiery blood in the person, the boiling blood inside the person, which means the taiva, whether it's chashon taiva the sitra achra, which leads to azus the sitra achra, or if a person has his slavus dikdusha, if he has an intense desire to serve Hashem, that again is this concept of coming from the damim of kedusha, v'shom ikar hanisoyon, and that's where the main test of a yid is, where the blood boils, the concept of taivas noshim. Kishom tzrichim ikar hazikuch v'habirur. That's where a person needs to accomplish the main purification. Lizkois ulesakim dam odom. To purify and make a tikkun for his blood, to be able to control that taiva. Sheyihye ho'azus hanimshach al yodoi b'chinas azus dikdusha. So that the azus that the person's going to get from his blood should not be an azus to sitra achra, which will be the case if he allows himself to do averus freely or to think bad thoughts or those kind of things, but rather if he'll be zeicha to overcome the taiva, then what'll come from his blood will be azus dikdusha, bechinas admoini hanemar bedovid, the redness that's written about David Amelech, the Hashem beozcho yismach melech, the Malchus of Kedusha, which draws from Azaz the Kedusha. Loi lehe b'chas v'sholom, shu Azaz the Sidrachra, shu b'chinas admoini hanemar be'esov v'kanal. Not the other kind of Azaz, which it says by Esov. V'chol ze zoichin al yidei b'chinas shem nachal hanal. And the Arizal said, how do you get Dam Odom? Dam Odom is Bigimatria Nachal, Nun Ches Lamed, which is the Rosh Hashanah itself, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The Arizal says that when a person says the Brocha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMashiach, Shalom says it's Vano, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, they're supposed to be Mechaven to this name of Hashem, Nun Ches Lamed, which is also Rosh Hashanah. Nafshenu chikso l'Hashem, that a person has this super hishtoikikus and kisuf and yearning for Hashem, which is also bigimatria dam odom. Rav Nosson Zal showing you here how the Ner Chanukah represents the source from which a person is zoicha to this tikkun of Azaz Tikdusha. B'china shem nachal hanal she'oile bigimatria dam odom kanal. Shehu gamkein hagimatria shel Chanukah mechuvon mamish. The word Chanukah itself is also bigimatria dam odom and nachal with the koilel. Chanukah is 89, nachal is 88. It means with plus the koilel, the word Chanukah. Hainu. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki shem hanal, this name of Hashem, nun ches lamed, hu yoytze mi posuk nafshenu chikso l'Hashem. It emanates from the pasuk Nafshenu Chikso Hashem, Hainu Bechinas Rotzoin Udvekus Ubitul. That pasuk Nafshenu Chikso Hashem, what is it talking about? It's talking about a super intense yearning to Hashem, which is synonymous with Tefillah, because Rashi says in Chumash on the word Naftoli, Naftule Elikim Neftalta, that Naftoli is an Indian of Dvekus. That when she gave birth to Naftali, that's when she became dovuk to her husband. And Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likutei Moran that tefillin is bechinas dveikus. Tefillin and tefillah are both bechinas dveikus. Bechinas ha-tefillah now, she'ein lonu shum smicho kiim lashem einenu tluyos. This means that a Jew believes that he has no other thing to lean on. He has nothing else to rely on or to support himself on, only Hashem. Lecha Hashem einenu tluyos, that our eyes are turned only to Hashem. Bechinas nafshenu chiksel Hashem, our yearning is only to Hashem. Shehu ba'atzmo yispalel leinu. What does it mean we're yearning to Hashem? Yearning, waiting. Waiting for what? Waiting kaviyochel for Hashem to daven for us. In other words, that our tefillah, when we daven to Hashem, our tefillah is a build-up and build-up and build-up till we get to the top. We climb 49 levels. And what's the Shar HaChamishim? The Shar HaChamishim is Hashem's move. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. During the 49 days of Sfira, we're climbing up and up and up, doing our Hishtadlus. The 50th level is Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. That's Hashem's move. That's this b'chin of Tfilas Hashem kaviyochol. Ki ezreinu u'moginenu hu levadoi. Because it's only Hashem who is our helper. Sheyoidea ech lispalel biatzmoi. Who knows best how to daven kaviyochol? Hashem himself. Ki beisi beis tfilo yikor chomem. Remember we said, what is Hashem's house called? It's called the house of tfilo. Why? Because kaviyochol Hashem himself davens in it. The Gemara says, what's the tefillah of Hashem? Yirotzayin sheikh b'shurachmi eskasi. Ulaham sheikh chasodim nifloim oleinu. Hashem himself, kaviyochol, is the one who knows how to daven the best and draw upon us the highest, highest possible chasodim. Vezeh kivoy yismach libeinu. Our hearts are joyous, boy, with Hashem. Kal yidei tefillah, b'chinas tefillas Hashem, Nimshach Simcha Kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal brings in that chapter on Likutei Moran that when a Yid is zoicha to Shleimus HaTfilah, which is Tfilas Hashem, that leads to Simcha. Umishom, mebechinas nafshenu chiksol Hashem, bechinas Tfilas Hashem, yoitzei shem nachal hanal. It's from this level that's called Tfilas Hashem, which leads to the highest level of Simcha, That's where this name of Hashem, Nun Ches Lamed, draws from, Shemishom Madlikin Ner Chanakanal. That's where we, when we light the Chanukah candles and we're drawing an oil, we're drawing from that highest possible source. Shemishom Nistakein V'Nizdakech Dam Odom. That's the place where the blood of the person, where this Aziz Dikdusha gets purified. Sheyiyeh Bebechinas Aziz Dikdusha. As we said, as I mentioned, now it fits with what I said before, that Rav Nosson Zal says in a different place, that when does this sorting out of Aziz Dikdusha versus Aziz Desitra Achra take place? It could only take place on the highest possible level. When? On Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Keser. The Arizal says that we say, Ki vayoyim hazeh, yechaper Hashem aleichem, lechaper aleichem mikol chatoiseichem, lifnei Hashem titoru. Lifnei Hashem titoru, the Arizal says that the word titoru is bigimatria Keser. Showing that on Yom Kippur, who does the purification? We fast and we do all kinds of avodos, all leading up to what? Leading up to the Tfilas Hashem, leading up to the climax, which comes only from Hashem himself, Kaviyochol, making the tikkun. So it's on this day of Yom Kippur that represents Keser. There's 10 levels of Kedusha. The ground level is Eretz Yisrael, then the next level up is Yerushalayim, the next level up is the Har HaBayis, until you come to the 10th level, which is the Keser, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Lifnai V'Lifnim. On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Lifnai V'Lifnim, that's when he was able to accomplish this special tikkun of the Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel, which Rav Nosson Zal says in Likutei Halachos is A's and A's, two Izim that looked identical. One is Kiddusha, one is Soil Hashem, and the other one is Chutzpah, the other one is Az Ponim Ligehenim. Azazel, in Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, is another word for Gehenim, right? Azazel is Lech Legehenim, Chas Hashem. So this was Az of Kiddusha, this one is Aziz Dikdusha, this one is Aziz Desitra Achra.
Also the name of the...
Exactly, Azazel. The Arizal says that the word Azazel is Rosh Hetevois, Ze Le'umas Ze Oser Lekim. Exact two that look almost equal. This one is chutz. This one's a chutzpan. Dovra Melech was a chutzpan, and Lahavdil Ace of Russia was chutz. Both chutzpah. You look at looking at the distance, it looks like they're both just as bad. Lahavdil, like some people say about the frum, they're just as bad as them. You want to say the chilonim are bad? The frum are just as, look. They do their chutzpah and their chutzpah. They have chutzpah to Michal Shabbos. And one is Aziz Dikdusha, one is Soil Hashem, and the other one is Soil Azazel. But how do you figure that out? And this is one of the most delicate, fine differences, which the only place where you can sort it out is you have to go to the top, which is to the Keser, which the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, or Rav Nosson Zal shows you, that's what took place on Chanukah. That's the oil of Ner Chanukah comes from this highest place, this Orachti Ner LeMashichi, which comes from the Tfilas Hashem, you know, where that's where you have this tikkun for Dam Odom. The Dam Odom, which represents the Azus, that's where you have the tikkun that the Azus should only be an Azus of Kedusha, not an Azus of Rafra. What were Matisyo Bonov? They weren't Azay Ponim? What takes more guts than to have a group of five guys take on the Greek army and wipe it out completely? And how did they do it? We learned before, Yehuda Maccabi. Maccabi is Mi Chomecho Bo'elem Hashem. They didn't do it with muscles. They did it with tefillah. They were able to be mamshich this tefillas Hashem by which they were able to bring about this whole super miracle in Yeshua. This whole halacha and Likutei Halachos, he was talking along the way, he gave several examples. One example is this Micho Moicho Bo'elam Hashem, that what did they do? That when a Yid sees overwhelming odds against him, when an Eretz Yisrael sees that it's surrounded by 200 million Arabs, and everything going on, and a person doesn't get Chalishu Chadas, he doesn't get afraid, because he sees that on page one of Shulchan Aruch, it says that in order to be a Yid, heavy az kanomer, you have to have chutzpah. You can't, that when you see ridiculous odds, or you see again that even among the Yidden, those that are on the side of right and the side of wrong, it's incredible not to get chalishu sadas from it, but rather to climb in tefillah, to start from one level of tefillah and refine your tefillah, make it better and better and better, until you'll be zeicha to the madrega called tefillah of Hashem. Hashem's Fosai Tiftach, the Shemoneh Esrei that we said earlier. When a person starts Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't say, I'm going to daven. He says, Hashem's Fosai Tiftach. That's Bechinas Tfilas Hashem, where he's asking Hashem to speak through him. A Bechin of Shechina Medaberes Mitalek Roinoi. And when he's looking to Tfilas Hashem, that's the source of the Tikkun of Damo of Azaz Dikdusha. That's when he'll be zeicha to a shlemus of Azaz Dikdusha and getting rid of his Azaz Diklipa, Azaz Disitrach, you know, and get what we're talking about here. V'alkein maftirin b'rosh Hashanah parshas Chana Hanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, now you understand why the Haftorah that we lay on Rosh Hashanah, before we explained why we read the parsha of Akedas Yitzchok on Rosh Hashanah, that it was also the tikkun of Azus. Yitzchok is b'chinas din, gvurois Yitzchok, that on Rosh Hashanah we're being mamtik v'din, the mishpat u'tzdokah working together. Now he's explaining why we say the Haftorah, reading the whole thing of Chana, umesaimim betfiloso. And what's the end of the Haftorah? Ad vayitain ois lemolchai v'yorem keren mishichoi. The final line in the Haftorah of Rosh Hashanah is that we should be zeicha that Hashem should give ois to his melech v'yorem keren mishichoi, and Hashem should lift up the honor of his Moshiach. This fits in beautifully with what Rav Nosson Zal was saying here all the time. Ki oz b'Rosh Hashanah nifgedo Chana, because Rosh Hashanah was the time when Chana became pregnant, she conceived. Ki kol ze b'chinas Rosh Hashanah kanal, because this is all connected to the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, as we explained earlier. Rosh Hashanah represents the highest degree of hamtokas hadin, of taking the gvura and turning it into a gvura of kedusha. Ki oz ikar tzmichas keren Moshiach. On Rosh Hashanah is the main time when the glory of Moshiach starts to blossom. Bechinas, as we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, va'arichas ner leben Yishai Mashiachecha. That's the wording in the Shemoneh Esrei. To light a candle, to prepare a candle for Moshiach. Bechinas, shom atzmiach keren ledovid, orachti ner lemashichi. That's what we mention in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Umishom hadlokas kol haneroi sakdoishim. And therefore, all the candles of mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael light, the Ner Chanukah, the Ner Shel Shabbos, all of those candles draw from this Ner Lemashichi, from this Ner Shel Moshiach. Shezeo b'chinas Ner Chanukah v'kanal. V'alkein mesaimim b'posuk v'yitein oiz lemolchoi v'yorem kerem Mashichoi. Ki ikar haromas keren Moshiach shehu izgabrus malchus dikdusha hu al yidei azus dikdusha. If we want to lift up Moshiach, if we want to be able to prepare Moshiach's glory in everything and be able to make this his gabr, if we want to strengthen the malchus dikdusha over the malchus de sitra achra, the way that we do it is by making a tikkun for our azus dikdusha. That's why it says over here that v'yitein oiz lemalchoi, when you give oiz to the malchus, then v'yorim keren mashiachoi, then the Moshiach will be lifted up. Two very important things that I heard related to this. I once heard on my first trip to Eretz Yisrael, when I was 17 years old, I had the schus of going on the plane with Rabbi Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha. And when we were flying over Rome, they announced it. They announced, you know, that we're now flying over Rome. So he said at the time that in the Gemara, Rome is called Roimi. The Golus that we're in now is called Golus Roimi, the final Golus. Golus Roimi, Golus Edoim. So he said, and when is the Golus of Rome going to end? Who's going to be the one to end it? Moshiach. He said, that's why it says in the Pasuk, V'yoreim keren Mashichoi. The word V'yoreim is Oisiois Roimi. The Pasuk is showing us that when is Rome going to be toppled completely? When the Yorim Keren Mashiachoi, when the Kovod of Moshiach will be lifted up. Also here, Rav Nosson Zal makes a connection between Rosh Hashanah and Chanukah. he says that Rosh Hashanah, which is this main time of, which is when Chanah conceived, number one, which is when you have this Arichas Ner LeMashichi, that there's a kesher between Rosh Hashanah and Chanukah. It's brought that the word Matisyahu, who's the hero of Chanukah? Matisyahu. Matisyahu is exactly bigamatry of Rosh Hashanah. To show that these two Yomim Toivim are very, very much connected. Rosh Hashanah is an inyan of Hamtoka Sadin. Rosh Hashanah. Matisyahu is bigamatria Rosh Hashanah. 861 exactly. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is Chana. Rosh Hashanah, we read, Vashem Poka Desoro, Vechana, all of them were Nifkar on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is an inyan of Super Hamtoka Sadin. And Bina, Din and Misarim, and on Rosh Hashanah, we go up to Bina to be Mamtik, the soul, in the whole meaning of Tshuva is Bina, the whole thing. And there's a tremendous kesher between Rosh Hashanah and Chanukah. The eight candles of Chanukah also represent Bina. You're going to see in a few places in the Kotel Luchos that Rav Nosson Zal is going to weave these two Yomim Tovim together to show that the Tikkun of Rosh Hashanah and the Tikkun of Chanukah are very much tied together. And on Shabbos Chanukah, exactly. Shabbos Chanukah is a super, and Chanukah Bechlau, there's so much written about it in the Kutei Halachos, showing that Chanukah is like a Rosh Hashanah. The avoda of lighting the candles of Chanukah is like the avoda of Rosh Hashanah in a sense.
Does Breslov normally go to Omer?
No. But there's a special significance of getting together for Shabbos Chanukah. A gathering. That was one of the times that his students came to him. That's why also the Arizal says that when on the 8 days of Chanukah, you're supposed to have kavana for the Yud Gimel Midos Sharachmin. So he says the first day is Kale, the second day is Rachum, the third day is Chanun, so on and so forth. That's the first 7 days. On the 8th day of Chanukah, which is called Zoisah, there's another Zois Chanukah. The Arizal says that the 8th day of Chanukah, when we read Zois Chanukah Sabayis, corresponds to Bezois Yovoi Aharon El HaKodesh B'Paradem Bokor. The Kohen Gadol going into the Lifnai V'Lifnin is synonymous with the avodah of this lighting these Neros of Chanukah. And on the 8th day of Chanukah is Noitzer. Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim. Rav Nosson Zal brings another place in Kutei Halachos. Noitzer is Oiseis Rotzon. That on the 8th day of Chanukah, we rise up to the highest Madrega of Kedusha, which is called Ratzon. What's Ratzon? That's what we said over here. This Nafshenu Chiksol Hashem, this super Dveikus, this level called Tfilas Hashem, this highest level.